All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We're back with more Ego. Let's get started. Good job, Goro. You're such a smart boy. Here, won't you let your temporary master give you a few pats on the head as a reward? Woof! Just when I thought we were getting close. You're so overprotective of your chastity, Goro. Nah, but that's the part of what makes you so darn cute. Ego once again grunts as she looks at me with disdain and envy. The wall between her and Goro is still pretty high. That said, it does seem to have shrunk at least a tiny bit. You want to play more, Goro? Well, who am I to say no? As a sex droid, I exist to serve your every wish, Goro. Let's go again, yup. Ego throws the ball even higher than before. The ball draws a curve through the air, arching down towards Goro. He tracks the ball's trajectory with his eyes. He opens his mouth wide and bounds into the air. Then in one glorious moment, the ball flies right past his head. Goro goes chasing after the ball as it bounces away. Darn it, he missed. I wonder would it be more accurate to compare this blunder to a master calligrapher making an error, or compare his prior success to pulling an SSR from a gacha? No, the mistake on my second throw must have been a fluke. You're not exactly working with a great sample size here. It's completely possible Goro just got lucky before. She's really optimistic about this dog's abilities. I grin wryly as I watch Goro chase down the ball. The ball has stopped bouncing and is now just rolling gradually away. He catches it with his front paw, bouncing it back and forth on his own. He'll keep rolling it away from himself, catching back up, and then rolling it away again. He's completely entranced. Sometimes he'll hit the sweet spot and it'll start bouncing really far from him. When it does, he chases after it full speed, completely elated. Just now, the ball's bounced out of the park's fenced-in area. It's rolling towards the entrance. Goro, nothing but play on his mind, is chasing after it intently. The ball rolls out of the entrance and into the parking lot. Naturally, this is no deterrent to Goro. He keeps up the chase. Ego gasps as if she's noticed something. I look forward her gaze as I hear the sound of a car's engine. It's clearly heading this way. She looks back to the entrance of the park, shouting as her eyes grow wide.
Goro!
Stop! Get back here! Goro! Goro! I feel myself moving. My legs are moving faster than my head. I'm already sprinting towards him. The hell is your problem? Keep your damn dog on a leash, you idiots! The driver lashes out at me. He quickly slams on the gas and drives away as if fleeing. Phew, that hurt! After getting thrown sideways and rolling on the ground, I hope I'm not injured. I pick myself up and look at my body. I got a few scratches, about what you'd expect from tumbling into a dog and rolling with him, but nothing major. That was dangerous, Goro. What were you thinking? I loosen my grip and look down at him. He looks back at me and worriedly licks my cheek in response. I check him out for injuries, but it seems like he's none the worse for wear. We're both alive and well. Mission accomplished. Are you two okay? You're not hurt, are you? We managed somehow. You're doing fine there, right, boy? Goro wags his tail and responds with a bark. Seeing that we aren't injured, Ego collapses to her knees in relief. She looks like she's about to cry. Oh, thank goodness. You're so reckless, Hajime. J- Jumping out in front of a car like that could have gotten you killed. Haha, my bad. Acting without thinking is a bad habit of mine. I look at her sitting next to me and smile. The classic martyrs dive in front of a truck. You don't see those much anymore these days. Frankly, I think the timing on that save was pretty damn impressive. Even a moment off and both of us could have gotten flattened. Maybe that was a bit too risky after all. But hey, all's well that ends well. Sorry for worrying you like that. No, I should have been more vigilant. I was so engrossed in playing with Goro that I didn't consider our surroundings for even a moment. Any android that will allow herself to get distracted and put her master's life in danger is utterly defective. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Hajime. She hangs her head and clenches her fists. She apologizes quietly, holding back tears. Ego, really, I'm sorry for worrying you. Everything's fine now. You don't need to apologize. Goro's fine. I'm fine. We can relax now. It's okay. I pat her head, my voice as gentle as I can possibly make it. Right, but please. Promise to never, ever, ever do something like that again. She mutters with determination as if trying to etch those words into me. Her voice is weak, yet it has a certain strength to it. Still, her mood doesn't look like it's improving. Sniff. Goro licks Ego's cheek. He whimpers faintly as if apologizing. He rubs his head against her hand as if trying to encourage her. See, even Goro says he's sorry. There's no need for you to feel so bad. You two don't have anything to apologize for. It's my fault. I don't want Goro to feel responsible. You feeling sad is only going to make Goro feel worse. Sitting down in the dumps forever doesn't help you reflect on anything. You know that, right? Right. You're right, Hajime. Thank you, Goro. Let's all be more careful from now on. Ego gently closes her eyes as she pats Goro's head. He doesn't try to run away, letting her do as she pleases. The robot and the dog are finally friends. It's a real sight to behold. And that's that. Who cares about the details? We're all fine. That's what matters. Seeing Ego smile like this makes me genuinely think it was all worth it. The sun's starting to set. Let's head home. It's almost time for Goro's dinner, and I'm sure you're getting hungry too, Hajime. Guess he's not going to have to eat vegetables this time, right? I'll whip up something really tasty for dinner. You'd better look forward to it. You bet I am. You are too, right, Goro? It'll be the healthiest and tastiest low-cost meal you've ever eaten. My guarantee. Her smile is gentler than the ones I'm used to seeing. Yep, she's cute. Insanely cute. I can't help but find a smile like that adorable. A person, a machine, and a dog. The three of us head home, our shadows stretched out on the sidewalk by the setting sun. That night.
Goro,
here, look over here, Goro. I got a toy for you. Don't you want to play together? Are you actually going to give me the time of day, Goro? For real? Hajime, look at this! History is being made! Goro actually seems interested in the toy I got him. Whoa, no kidding, he's actually playing with it.
Ho-ra, 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 Goro!
Go ahead, Goro. Don't be shy. We can play to your heart's content. Goro jumps at the bone-shaped toy Ego's holding out for him. I guess after today's incident, Goro's feeling a little closer to her. He's not cowering and running away when she tries to pet his head or whatever. The whole incident made them a lot closer. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess. I watched them play together with a smile. I don't know if I can control myself. Goro's just too cute. It's beyond belief. He's so cute, I could eat him right up. He'd be a 5-star meal. I'm so excited. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I don't have a clue what she's saying either. What I do understand, at least, is that she's head over heels for the dog. He's been giving her the cold shoulder these past few days. Now that she's suddenly showing interest, something in her might have snapped. I'm not doing that. Do androids get the same heart-based sensations that people do? That sure is some impressive tech. Not to mention how completely disheveled her expression is. She looks like a woman gone mad. I can't help but applaud science achievements as I watch her fawn over the dog. I suppose I'm even friendlier with Goro than Hajime is. From tonight onward, you've lost your need for Hajime. He was nothing but a temporary solution. It's a shame Hajime's already exhausted his value, but fear not, for your beloved Ego is here at your beck and call. Why don't you give Hajime the courtesy of some final parting words of gratitude? Ego's trademark, Ego, expands at light speed. Can't say there isn't something cute about her dramatic boasting, though. Alright, I'm gonna go take a bath. I entrust things here to you. Of course, I would play with Goro to the utmost of my ability. Be it an hour or two, or however long you need, please have yourself a nice long bath, right, Goro? I'd rather not be in there so long I'd die of dehydration. Living day to day like this isn't bad at all. I enjoy another round of our usual banter before heading to take my bath. At the same time of entering the bath, the smartphone lying on my bed goes off. I got a DM. It was sent to my account where I posted about the lost dog. I see. When I wake up, I check my messages again before laying my phone back down. Is something wrong, Hajime? We got a message from someone that might be Goro's owner. We talked for a bit, and everything she said seemed to match Goro. I think it's really his owner. Based on our conversation, she seemed to be a pretty upright individual, too. She wants us to meet her with Goro at the park where we found him. I suppose that makes sense. That's nice. We'll be able to return Goro safely back home. Did you hear that, Goro? We're going to take you back to your owner. Isn't that great? Ego smiles at Goro and gives him a big pat on the head. She's forcing herself to smile. I realize that immediately. Still, it's not like I have anything I can say to comfort her. This is the outcome we were searching for. We knew this was coming. We should be happy, like she said. There's no reason for us to get sad in the least. But I know how she feels. Even if I tried to avoid it, getting attached to Goro during our time with him was inevitable. Still, compared to how long we've had with him, it's nothing compared to his owner. She must be incredibly worried about him. She must have been desperately searching, considering how fast she managed to find us. I suppress my own feelings for Goro's sake. Are you okay, Ego? Of course, completely fine. His owner must be worried sick. We should go meet her as soon as we can. I'll go get changed. Stop idling around and go get ready too, Hajime. She quickly leaves for the washroom the moment she finishes saying this. Ego's completely disheartened. It's the exact opposite of how she usually is. Still, I can't think of a single thing to say to her. Goro grabs my attention by rubbing his head against my leg, looking up at me, worried. What's wrong? You worried about her too? You're one smart dog. No need to worry, though. You'll be able to see your owner again soon. Aren't you glad? Goro, blissfully ignorant, yips happily. I pat his head while we wait for Ego. When she's finally done changing, we head out of my apartment. Goro, you rascal, you had me so worried. I'm so glad you're safe. So glad. The moment we arrive at the park, Goro dashes towards the woman and barks gleefully. She hugs him tightly, tears welling up in her eyes. So I take it you're Goro's owner? That I am. You must be Mr. Honda. I'm Goro's owner, Asakura. Thank you so much for everything. No, there's no need to thank us for anything. The woman, Asakura, bows her head to us. The way she's hugging Goro and the look in her eyes makes it clear that she's a kind person. Goro, too, seems elated. It's clear he's been reunited with his family. Yep, she's not lying. This is Goro's owner. The truth confirmed, I look to my side. Ego's crouched down, petting Goro. I'm so happy for you, Goro. You're finally back with your owner. Goro almost looks like he's smiling, accepting Ego's touch. A mixture of feelings wells up inside me as I watch Ego from the side. But now we're right here with Goro's owner. I can't bring myself to say anything that would be selfish or rude. I suppress my emotions, making sure they don't show on my face. Please accept this. Wait, this is... Miss Asakura hands me an envelope. Consider it a token of my thanks for all the trouble you went to for Goro. Judging from how happy he is, you two must have been very, very kind to him. I'm sure you had to spend money on food and whatnot. I apologize that it's not much, but please accept it as my thanks. Miss Asakura smiles and bows once more. No, really, I can't. Please, it's the least I can offer to someone who protected my dear family. Pardon me, guys. Whew! Allergies, I guess. What you've done for me is far more valuable than any amount of money can convey, but I still hope this will help to get my feelings across. She says it completely straight, looking me dead in the eyes. Honestly, some extra cash would be a real lifesaver. Our finances were in the dumps as they were, and Goro only put another dent into them. Between the stuff Ego went and bought for him and the stuff from my apartment we used for him, he cost us a bit. On top of that, when she's this sincere, it would feel ruder of me not to accept the money. Understood, I can't thank you enough. I bow my head and accept the money with gratitude. It's only for a few days, but it feels nice to have a token of recognition that we really did take good care of Goro. Ego, still crouched out, continues staring at Goro. We only had a few days together, but it was really, really fun, Goro. Still, you see how important you are to your family. You better not run away again, got it? An excellent response. Ego replies to Goro's bark with a big smile. I can't thank you enough either, young ma'am. No, it was truly my pleasure. Take care, Goro. Goro barks back to us one last time. Miss Asakura bows to us a few good few more times before finally taking Goro and walking away. Goro looks back at us a few times, and each time Ego gives him a small wave. Finally, Goro and his owner disappear from sight. Still, Ego keeps looking out, unmoving. Are you okay, Ego? Of course, why do you ask? Did something happen? I'm just glad we got Goro safely back to his owner. Now the whole incident is finally resolved. Right, we're done now. Ego gives a calm and collected smile. It doesn't betray even a hint of sadness at our parting. She just looks genuinely happy that Goro was able to go home safely. It's pretty cool how good androids are at hiding their feelings. Ego's eyes widen and her shoulders shrink in response. Well, I guess I don't know about all androids, but even if you're an android, I don't think you have a mechanical heart, Ego. I know that for certain. Ego isn't some cold, calculated machine. She has emotions. Human emotions. How could I think anything else after our time together? I know her better than anyone else. Still, cool as that might be, you don't have to force yourself to smile in front of me. Letting yourself frown won't change our situation, but it's good to let your heart be honest with itself. She purses her lips. She seems happy somehow. She clasps her hands together in front of her. Then she looks at me with a gentle expression. I'm a sex droid, man-made, remember? I don't have the same emotional capacity that you humans do. Did you think you figured out some big secret about me, Hajime? Jeez, what am I gonna do with you? She shakes her head as if exasperated with me. She's moved on from having to part with Goro. Her face is back to normal. She's insulting me, just like always. And to me, it looks like the most human display of a forced smile I've ever seen. You stink, by the way, Hajime. Even for an android like myself, it's too much to bear. Huh? I stink. I lift my arm up to my nose and give it a whiff. Not your stench, your cliche comments. You're so naive, it almost makes my skin crawl, and I'm an android. I guess this is why you're a former ace host, Mr. Daigoro. Tchuh! Seeing Ego's mocking smile, I suddenly realized just how embarrassing what I said was. Feeling my face flush red, I turned my back to her. Damn it, I was trying to say that for your sake. Suddenly, overwhelmed with embarrassment, I start grumbling in annoyance. Okay, I guess what I said was kind of lame, but okay, fine, I admit it. I hear Ego snickering at me from behind. It's fine, really. I'm not so weak as to let it get to me. This is how things are supposed to be. No matter how much I dislike it, I understand what's right and wrong. Ego. This time it doesn't come off as her resigning herself to fate or trying to act strong. Her smile makes it clear. She's really accepted how things have to be, like it or not. Still, there's something about that smile that I can't understand. Something about it that makes my chest start to stir. I don't think she's lying this time. So, there's just something I can't quite come to terms with. Today's day 8, right? Of what? Of our days together since I registered you as my user. Okay. One week from today, we'll be parting ways, too. Ego. The testing period is 2 weeks. Days to be precise. The end of my life together with Ego was already drawing to a close. I didn't forget that our time is limited, per se. I just didn't really think about it. Somehow the sudden remainder makes my chest heavy, like it's been filled with lead. Don't make that face, Hajime. I get to enjoy some actual freedom, all thanks to you. I have nothing to complain about. If anything, I owe you my gratitude. She spreads out her hands. She looks genuinely satisfied. She looks genuinely satisfied. A bright smile adorns her face. The hell's got her suddenly saying stuff like this? I can't entirely understand what that smile means right now. Or if I can, I can't put it into words. Seeing just how vexed I am, she laughs at me again. How about we enjoy the nice weather by going for a stroll? Not like we have too much to do. It's not like we have too much to do at home. Oh, I suppose there is one thing we can do, but... Oh yeah, I guess there's that. Ego looks at me in disappointment at my half-hearted reaction. Geez, are you just not in the mood today, Hajime? Normally you'd hit me right away with a comeback to that one. Sitting around depressed and worried would never change a thing. The clock keeps ticking. So let's go have some fun, why don't we? Hey, Ego, wait! Ego grabs my hand and drags me forward. I go with the flow, coming along with her. Alright guys, so that's where we're gonna end this one, for now. I don't know if I'll bring Ego back. I know a lot of you guys like Ego, so I do owe you guys a video for that. So I'll probably do that like the 4th week of August, which is coming up. I don't know. Like, I normally do gameplay week, but since we really didn't do much of Dark Week, and we didn't do really much of Light Week because of things that were going on, we're probably just going to do... We're probably not going to do gameplay week this time. Because, I mean, pretty much all I did was bring you Rants and that other game, the Moon one. I don't know if I'm going to do that this time. I think I'll just bring you guys the ones that I didn't get. And if we have some time left over, I'll probably go ahead and do some gameplay. Like a few Kagura gameplay games. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Ego on Grim's Hentai Corner. I'm out.